Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 78 for Monday, September 26th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market settled slightly lower on Monday after a choppy trading session. Weakness in the U.S. soy complex and uncertainty in the supply and demand equation for canola helped to point the way lower. Canola was anywhere from 40 cents to $2 below unchanged, with the November contract checking in at $466.50 a ton. That's down $1.60. The true size of Canada's canola stockpile and crops are tough to gauge right now. It's not clear also how much canola China intends to buy from Canada, even with the recent four-year agreement on the amount of foreign materials allowed in imports. Farmers are selling a lot of canola right now to make room for freshly harvested supplies. However, the Canadian dollar was about a cent lower than its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola more attractive to foreign buyers. Wet weather has created harvest delays as well, and that helped to support the market. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 8 to 9 cents lower. The November contract was at $9.45 a bushel. The market was pushed lower by commercial selling and drier weather in the U.S. Midwest. Farmers are hoping a stop to all this rain can enable them to continue the harvest. Exports were somewhat weaker, which was bearish. Down in Brazil, soybean fields have been receiving some much-needed rain, and that should help the crop down there develop. Corn was 6 to 7 cents lower, with the December contract checking in at $3.29 a bushel. The western portion of the U.S. Corn Belt is expected to be dry over the next few days, and that will come as welcome relief for farmers. The U.S. Southern Plains and Mississippi Delta are also expected to be rain-free. Much of Iowa, though, has been dealing with flooding. Meantime, corn yields continue to vary, but are still expected to boost the overall grain stockpiles in the U.S. next year. Wheat fell 6 to 8 cents, with the most active December contract at $3.96 a bushel. Wheat suffered spillover losses from nearby corn and soybean markets, and that pushed the market below the very important $4 a bushel level. Large global supplies of wheat were bearish for U.S. supplies. Russia's food embargo on other countries could last 5 more years, and Iran is possibly looking at exporting 3 million tons of durum. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, September 26th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.